When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Is this worth watching? No, it is not worth watching. Do not waste your time. I watched this so you don't have to. They thought this was some type of deep My Liberation Notes type of drama, but this is a flop. Like, this is such a flop. I'm sorry for laughing, but it is so funny. They really thought they did something. Hi, everyone. Welcome or welcome back to another episode on this podcast. I'm your host, your Chinguin. I'm glad you tuned in. Hi. So on today's episode, I wanted to talk about a 2023 K-drama I just completed, which is called Duna. It is recent. I'm pretty sure everyone knows about it because there's probably a hype since Bae Suzy's in it. I don't even want to waste my time talking about this drama because it was such a disappointment. I cannot believe I used my Thanksgiving break to watch this drama when I could have watched something else. It only has 9 episodes, so that's good. At least I didn't waste more than 10 hours on this. Anyway, before we get started, hi guys. I have not recorded in a long time. I don't remember last time I held the mic to record. I have been busy, and as you guys know, I did change the upload schedule. So I think the last episode that went out was on the 15th of November. Today is actually the 28th of November. Is it the 28th? No, the 26th of November. And I should have an episode going out on the 30th of this month. However, I don't know if I'm going to get to recording or editing any. Actually, I'm recording right now and I do have one episode recorded, but I don't know if I'm going to edit it on time. So at this point, whenever I put out content is when I'm going to put it out. I don't think I'm going to have a strict upload schedule. Okay, back to Duna. So I started that drama on November 20th. I know I started on a Monday and I only watched 2 episodes, or I watched 1 episode, but I know I fell asleep watching that episode. So I was like, I don't know if this is good enough because it didn't really intrigue me at all. The fact that I fell asleep watching it. I mean, I was kind of tired, but still, like, I would stay up to watch the drama if it's really good. But that one made me fall asleep. Like, I fell asleep at 9 p.m. That has never happened before. So, I don't know. I guess that should have been a sign for me not to continue watching. But the only reason I actually watched this was because my sister told me to watch it. She wanted to talk about it because she has strong opinions. And so, she asked me to watch it so we could talk about it. I should not have listened to her. Anyway, so I started November 20th and I completed on November 24th. I did not make a lot of notes. I did not make any notes at all for this drama. Like, it was such a waste of time. Like, I cannot even explain why. It's just a waste of time. It really got on my nerves. It is such an irritating drama. Like, they thought they did something, but they didn't. They wanted to make it a very, like, deep, symbolic drama, but then they did too much, but then they didn't give us anything at all. Like, it's so confusing. It is so confusing. I don't see the point of anything that happened in that drama. Like, I'm not even capping, guys. Like, it was so ridiculous. A lot of characters were pointless. We didn't get enough of the characters that we should have gotten more information on. And then we got a lot from, like, people that it's like, what? And then there was a lot of wasted potential. And I really didn't like Bae Suzy in this. Like, it is crazy. I even thought she was the reason why I didn't want to watch it. But then I think it's just ridiculous. The entire drama is just so ridiculous. Like, Bae Suzy aside, this drama is so stupid. What is the basic rundown? Basically, she is an idol. And she goes on a hiatus because something happens. Yeah, I'm just gonna say it like that. I think, yeah, something happens and now she lives in a house. And then we have a college student who moves into that house. It's like a shared house. And I think she stays on the second floor and he moves up to the third floor. And it begins their story. Yeah. That's very vague, but I guess that's all they gave, actually, so I don't know what else to say. And it was so interesting when I first went into this, or when I saw the trailer. No, I saw the intro, and when I saw it, I thought it was going to be similar to Summer Strike. Like, I actually made a note saying, I think this will be Summer Strike with a more explicit romance. I was so wrong. Like, I don't even know what I was thinking. I was so wrong. I'm gonna read all the notes that I made, actually. I think think I only made like 5 notes. It's quite empty and fast paced. It feels like they're just doing things for doing sake. Yes, like once again, everything was pointless. Most things that they showed were pointless. Like when you look back, you're like, so what was the point of showing that? Like what was the point of that? Like why did it matter in this drama? Like, so all of a sudden he likes Doona ? Yes, this makes no sense. I'm so sorry guys, this might have spoilers, but well, I don't think anyone should watch this. The romance between Yang Sejong and Bae Suzy was so forced. Like the characters should not have any romantic interaction whatsoever. Like it was so awkward to me because it just felt like Kamchagi just like all of a sudden he likes Doona, like he doesn't like his friend from the past, he now likes Doona. Like what? And she was playing with him and it got on my nerves. I'm like, boy, have some self-respect. Like why was he letting her treat him that way? Like it got on my nerves. Another note I made, she kind of uses him, so I'm not surprised he wants to let go, but why couldn't he just tell her the truth that he spoke to that fool? And that's why he's scared about what would happen if they keep dating. Like, come on guys, it is 2023, communication can change a lot of things. Yes, I feel like if he just told her the truth, they wouldn't have broken up. And then like the ending, what was that ending? What was the extra scene that they gave us? Like they really thought they did something. All the smoking. Sigh. Yes, y'all know how I feel about smoking, and this was a lot for me because in almost every scene Bae Suzy was supposed to be smoking, or like her character was supposed to be smoking, and that was just a lot for me because I was like, no, sweetie, like, no, you're gonna kill yourself by smoking. She smoked so much. And I feel like they didn't give us any backstory when they should have given us backstory. So a lot of things just felt random. Yeah, I guess two words to describe this drama is random and pointless. A lot of scenes in this drama were random and pointless. In conclusion, there's nothing I liked about this. I'm sorry guys, like I can't even say check it out if you want to, like please don't check this out, like do yourself a favor and do not check it out. Like I said, I watched it so you guys don't have to watch it. I really didn't like anything at all. This drama made me so pissed. Like when I was done watching, I was just like, what in the world? I just wasted 9 hours of my life. I'm gonna read the plot synopsis by the Asian Wiki staff, and then I'm going to wrap up and get to some edits or uploads, no, not uploads, updates that I want to let you guys know. So like I said, this has 9 episodes. It was released October 20th. Oh, maybe they released all the episodes at once. So I'm pretty early with it. I think I started a month late. And I don't even know why I watched this. Anyway, so the two main people are Bae Suzy, who plays Iruna, and Yang Sejong, who plays Lee Won Jun. And there is this gorgeous actress that I fell in love with. Her name is Hayoung and she plays Kim Jin Ju. She was in the second episode of Extraordinary Attorney Woo. So I did see her before, but there's just something about her character in this that I really appreciated. She's just so pretty. Okay, here is the plot synopsis by the Asian Wiki staff. It says, Iruna, played by Bae Suzy, was a member of an idol girl group. She was the main vocalist and the most popular member of the group, but she suddenly announced her retirement. She now stays at a share house located near a university and rarely goes out. Meanwhile, Lee Won Jun, played by Yang Sejong, is a university student. He is a warm-hearted, ordinary young man without anything special in his background. He begins to stay at the share house where Iruna resides. His warm heart gives Doona comfort. They get attracted to each other. That's not a bad plot synopsis, but don't even check this out, guys. I am so disappointed. And like, seriously, when you watch it, you're going to be like, so why is this character in this? Like, Lee Jin-wook? Is that his name? Lee Jin-wook. Lee Jin-wook? Anyway, y'all know who I'm talking about. His character was so stupid. Like, I don't see the point. I kind of get what they were trying to do, but if that's what they were trying to do to me, that's so wrong. And they shouldn't have done that. So I'm just going to assume that that's not what they were trying to do. So either way, it is trash. This drama, I will rate it a 5 out of 10. If you have a lot of time on your hands, you can check out this BS. If you don't want to waste time, do not check this out. Anyway, that's all I wanted to talk about. I'm so glad you tuned in. Am I glad? Actually, yeah. Thank you for tuning in. I'm so glad that you did. I feel like content like this. And if you don't mind, please check out previous episodes and come back for more and new content. Alrighty, guys. Annyeong. I don't think I'm going to have a strict, like, upload schedule. so I don't keep disappointing you guys by promising to put out content on a certain day and then I don't put it out. It is so confusing. I don't see the point of anything. They would introduce something and then you would think, oh, okay, maybe they'll build on this. And then they just move on. And I'm like, there are a lot of things that happened that were pointless. Actually, I should answer the question. Is this worth watching? No, it is not worth watching. Do not waste your time. I watched this so you don't have to. Okay? So don't waste your time. If you really like Yang Sejong or Bae Suzy, I guess you can watch it. But I didn't like. Like, this made me so irritated every time I looked at Bae Suzy. So if you're a Bae Suzy fan, I don't even think. So if you're a Bae Suzy fan, I don't think you're gonna like this. I don't think I'm gonna dedicate this entire episode to the Duna episode. What? To the Duna content, because I do want to talk about some updates. We can get into the updates, I guess. Yeah, so I just didn't understand why he, like, I feel like it was forced. The romance between Yan's, they just wasted the potential of everything. And also there was an actor, the one from My Roommate is a Gumiho, like, I don't see the point of having him in the drama because, I don't know, I was just like, what? Like, what even is this? I think his name is Dohan or something like that. Let me see. Dohan? Is it Dohan? Dohan. Kim Dohan. I can't get into the updates that I wanted to talk about. The first one is not that important, but I did complete Lighter and His Princess. Y'all know that is a Chinese drama I have been trying to complete for a long time. Finally completed it. I don't still see the hype. I don't get why it was so hyped up. They do have amazing chemistry, especially towards the end, like when they get back together. So cute. But yeah, it's not worth the hype to me. I'm only going to talk about this because you guys know I have mentioned that they were my favorite couple. They no longer are because they are no longer together. Shaking my head. But Woo Jin-yeol and Hye-ri apparently broke up. I am so pissed. I am so pissed because y'all know I really liked them. I know I shouldn't care so much, but I just ship them so hard. So it's like, why did they date for 7 years if they were going to end up breaking up? Actually, it's not my problem. And I hope they broke up on good terms and not because there was a lot of backstory that we don't know about. But yeah. Anyway, I'm just talking about that once again because I have mentioned on multiple episodes that I do ship them really hard. I did try to watch Moving, but I am not going to because it is not my... Yeah, I cannot. I actually tried watching the first episode, but then the scene of flinging the man out of the building and then he like landing on the floor. I looked away from the screen, but even the sound, like the squirt sound, I was like, what are they trying to say? Like... his body exploded or his head or something. I mean, yeah, no, it's a no for me. So I don't think I'm gonna watch it, which is sad because it has such high ratings. But yeah, I don't think I'm gonna watch it. It's so interesting. I made a note saying Yang Sejong and Bae Suzy's drama, but that's what I recorded for right now, so I guess I don't have to talk about that. Oh my gosh, Chi Jan Wook and Shin Hye Sun. That's interesting. I don't even remember if I ever saw this, but I made a note of it, so I guess they will be acting together. I am hyped for it. Hopefully, Shin Hye-sun can redeem herself from Singing My 19th Life. You know, I just noticed dramas have disappointed me so much this year. I think the only drama that I really enjoyed was The Good Bad Mom. Everything else was trash. Don't quote me on this because I don't remember what else I watched. But yeah, I'm just so disappointed because Singing My 19th Life was a disappointment. Bae Suzy's drama, Duna, was a disappointment. Actually, I shouldn't label it as Bae Suzy's drama. Duna was a disappointment. I also made a note of Hakyeon and Park Eun-bin's drama. Yes, I am going to watch this. I am excited for it because of Hakyeon. I do like Park Eun-bin, but like I really want to see Hakyeon. And I hope he is the male lead. I think it is called Castaway Diva. I do want to check that out. Honestly, after watching Duna, I was like, I am done with watching K-dramas. And also hearing about Woo Jin-yeol and Hye-ri's breakup, I was also like, I am so done with this. I am not shipping anyone anymore. But I think I will give Castaway Diva a shot. My Unfamiliar Family might be my favorite K-drama. Yes. Yes. Yes, I really love it. I keep going back to rewatch and it never gets old. Like, I really appreciate that drama. I really love it. Check it out if you haven't. It is an amazing drama. It is definitely a 2020 K-drama or a 2019. I think it is 2020. I really love it. I really, really do. It is so good. They don't make dramas like that anymore. It is so good. Yeah, so I did watch, or I tried to rewatch, you know, I watched some clips of Reply 1988, right? And I was like, hold up, was Sunwoo supposed to be a minor when he started dating Bora? Question mark. Like, that's not okay if that's what it was. But no one ever talks about it. So am I wrong? He was definitely a high school student. Oh, but he was a senior, right? So was he an adult? Anyway, I just think that was weird. If they really thought that was okay, maybe it was okay back then. But like, if the tables were turned and it was a high school student who's a girl, like a female high school student, and an older guy. Oh, but 25, 21. That's why it almost got backlash in that, in the beginning part, because they're like, she's a minor. Anyway, I just, when I was watching it again, I was like, wait, how come I never thought of that? Oh yeah, I also attempted to watch Prison Playbook, but I don't think I'm going to. I think because it is so hyped up, I went into it with high expectations, but I still don't get it. I still don't get why it is hyped up. But then again, I'm only like on episode 2. But yeah, I don't think I'm gonna watch it. I want to watch something really good, guys. Like, after Duna and Seeing My 19th Life, I really want to watch something that's good. So I don't know. Yeah, so maybe I'll check it out another time. You guys just rose my expectations way too high. And now I'm like, nah. It's really funny, but that's it. Like, that's all I'm getting from it. And I'm like, maybe it does get better. But like I said, I will check it out in a later time. And it's so interesting. On the episode I put out for Seeing My 19th Life, someone voted that they really love it. And I was like, what? Please explain yourself. Why do you love it? Like, how can you love that drama? Anyway, I'm just like, okay, whatever. Oh my gosh, guys, I got into a conversation with someone who recently started watching K-dramas. She told me that she watched Business Proposal and that got her into K-dramas. But she had known about K-dramas for a long time because when Boys Over Flowers came out, a lot of people around her were watching it and she thought it was weird. And so she said after she watched Business Proposal, she went back to watch Boys Over Flowers. And I was like, oh yeah, that's like everyone's first drama. And then she's like, yeah, I was so surprised that they actually cast someone who's not good looking. And at first I thought she meant the female lead. And she's like, no, 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 the guy. And I was like, the guy? Like, Lee Min Ho? And she's like, yeah. I was like, you don't think he is good looking? She's like, no, like he's actually... Like, she used the U word. And I was like, what in the world? Like, I was just so, I was shocked. Because I thought there was a general consensus that Lee Min Ho is, like, one of the best good-looking actors. But, like I don't really care for him. You guys know this. But I do appreciate his looks. And I do think he is good-looking. So, it's interesting to hear that someone else thinks that he is not. That really made me think. Like, a lot of people I find attractive, other people might not. That's crazy. And the last update that I wanted to let you guys know is, I guess when I was recording for the Sumdra Wendy movie episode, I made a mistake. And it doesn't really matter at this point. But, oh yeah, I never watched A Time Called You. I don't know. I don't know if I'm ever going to get to that drama. But I can always watch it. Like I'm not watching it because I want to watch the story. I just want to see what they thought they did, you know. Anyway, I'm just really petty. But yeah, I did make a mistake when I was talking about like who dies with who and whatnot. But I think how it should be is it is either Lee Zawei and Chen Yuru in Yuzhan's body who dies. Who die? Yeah, who die. Or it is Lee Zawei. No. What am I saying? I'm still making a mistake. Bro, the fact that this is still giving me a headache. What the heck? So in one version, Lee Zawei and Chen Yuru in Yuzhan's body are the ones who die. But I guess when I was recording, I said Lee Zawei and Yuzhan in Chen Yuru's body. So the thing is, Chen Yuru has to die in either version. So she either dies with Lee Zawei, but she is in Yuzhan's body, or she dies with Huang Yuzhan. Okay? Yeah, That was what I was trying to say. Anyway, I am tired of recording and it has only been 22 minutes. I'm happy. So yeah, I guess I can end this right here. Thank you guys for tuning in. Yeah, if you stay to listen to this, thanks. If you don't, I don't blame you. Anyway, guys, peace.